Welcome to the Ideal Network Radio Show on Building Fortunes Radio with your hosts Darlene Sartori and Peter Mingles. Make sure you check us out by clicking on the Ideal Network Radio Show link on buildingfortunesradio.com. That's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. The short version of the word ideal in Ideal Network stands for I do everything around life, love, liberty, and laughter. And there's much more. Thanks for listening in and share this with the people that are most important to you. Now on to our show with Darlene Sartori and Peter Mingles. Let's get started.
Hello everyone, Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. It's a Wednesday, it's 5 p.m. Eastern. Every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern, we do a radio show with Darlene Sartori, whether it's live or a replay. And last week was a replay. Darlene is probably going to give you some explanations of some of those things. We started the week before that with some of the health challenges that she was kind of experiencing and all of that sort of stuff, and we're glad she's back. That's always a good thing, and we are here to talk about whatever she wants to talk about. And I know she's kind of expanding the chaplain's training courses she's developing as well, but for those people that are unfamiliar with the backstory, Darlene and I knew each other way back when. She was a customer of ours before we started Building Fortunes Radio. I was so impressed with the things that she did that I learned more about what she's working on, the Ideal Network. And if you go to idealnetwork.biz, you'll be able to hear or see the radio, I'm sorry, see the website that she's developed over time. But websites aren't as important to the actions that she's taken. In her local community, she's done a whole bunch of things to be able to help people. And we kind of documented a lot of those issues and circumstances and experience that she's faced with helping people in her local areas. And that's one of the reasons why we're doing the chaplain's course. But as we are moving on in our years, could you imagine that? Like me actually saying that, as we're getting older, both of us, she's going to be 1 year older, but actually she's going to be 1 day older tomorrow, which is her birthday. And on her calendar stuff, I know it's going to be her birthday. So happy birthday, Darlene Sartori. But as we kind of go through this, we deal with the twists and turns of what happens in an adult's life when they're either winding down or taking care of other people and all those other kinds of things, and thinking long-term and short-term and all of those other issues. And we kind of document some of this stuff, so for those people that want to hear our voices again, they'll be able to listen in the next 100 years after we pass to see what kind of a mark we might have left on this small spinning planet. But we are here to say thanks for being here, Darlene, on your own radio show, because, one of these days we won't be here on our own radio show, if you know what I mean. Whether it's me first or you first, I'm not really sure, but sometimes things happen, and I've experienced too many of those with personal family members recently to take life casually. So thanks for being here on your own radio show.
Well, that is a great introduction, Peter. Thank you very much, and thank you for creating this marvelous dynamic where we can reach out to individuals and kind of share our life experiences along with things that we think that will help individuals to achieve whatever they feel like they're on the planet to achieve. This is one of the projects that I feel like that too many people do not address, and it is, what am I here for? What is my purpose? What can I do on this planet that maybe nobody else has gotten around to doing it or has thought about doing it or just hasn't done it as good as I could do it, so to speak? So these are things that I have begun really seriously thinking about over the last few years, especially since Jim died. My husband died in 2010, and then my brother died the same year. And they were two important people in my life that really gave me the stability. But they are also business partners in projects. And so with their loss, their sudden loss, we had not planned ahead to replace their jobs. So actually, when I look back on it, I suddenly became not only a widow, I lost a dearly beloved brother, my brother that was next to me, 2 years younger than me, to a horrible, horrible disease called ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease. To me, it's one of the most horrible things you can die from. It's like suffocating, a slow suffocation. But one of the things that it really pointed out to me was how none of us had, with the, as important the projects as we were doing on the planet, had really taken the time to create a replacement. Somebody that would know where to find the research material, because a lot of the things that we've done are part of do not disclose, NDA, non-disclosure agreements, experiments that we've done, double-blind tests that we've done, to be able to validate much of what we are doing. And because of that, that was kind of our, I guess, excuse for not taking in as many people into it as could have been, maybe if we'd been a little more skilled in that area of starting something from nothing. And it's never been done on this planet what we've done. And that's kind of hard for most people to say, but we have yet to find anyone who has really stepped out and done many of the things that are going to be unfolded over the next few years. Now, if you listen to people like Mike Lindell and the things that he's been talking about, the election fraud, there are many of us many years ago began to realize that something was greatly wrong on this planet, that the Luciferian rebellion and all of the things that have happened eons upon eons ago are still affecting us today. But very few people are living in a world of reality. They live in delusions and illusions that there really isn't anything that they can do about it. So why be concerned about the possibility that the planets could collide or somebody could set off some kind of a bomb that might block everything? You know, people just kind of live their life as if, oh, well, if it happens, it happens. If it does, it doesn't. There are others of us who think, well, if the writing is on the wall and history keeps repeating itself and we're not learning from history, what are we going to do? Why are we intelligent beings that can look at history, that can think about what might happen if we keep repeating those same choices over and over again? And so there are some of us that are a little bit different than others. In that realm of it just might be a way that we could make some differences. And so I see right now a granddaughter driving up the hill. She knows and should know after all of these years that this is the time that I do my radio show. And nobody is supposed to bother me during this time. This doesn't always function. I don't always function on everybody else's schedule, and they don't function on mine. But there are certain ways that, because we work from home, things happen. Well, these are the things that we have to stop, think about. If we are very important on this planet, number one, we need to have some replacements. So a couple years ago, I started looking at what I saw missing with the project that we were working on. And one of them was that we did not have our own trained chaplains. And I mentioned in the past that the thing that made America great was the family-owned and operated farms, the family-owned and operated businesses. And that also included creating towns, creating forts. And two of the areas, in the area that I live right between what was Fort Branch and Fort Vincennes during the Civil War in those areas back then and the settling of America. We have some history in southern Indiana about things that maybe other people might not know about. It's because our history is rich with protecting those who were moving west. And I live right off of Highway 41. And for people who know, the Highway 41 was one of the original east and west roads that went across America, and it followed the Native American trails. And so much of our heritage through this area is very much about the Native Americans. Well, this is very important to me because they're indigenous people, okay? And the 9th of October each year now is set aside for celebrating what's known as Columbus and Indigenous Peoples Day in the U.S., and then Thanksgiving Day in Canada. So that's October the 9th. So the plan this year was to be ready and have done a project that we've been wanting to do for several years in southern Indiana and have never gotten around to doing it, was to do a powwow at Patoka Lake and be able to create a setup of teepees that could be brought and knocked down and built up, and to be able to do these dynamics of powwows. Well, there's not as many people in the southern Indiana area now that are Native Americans, and so nobody has picked up to do that. And that was one of on my round two at dockets for this year, 2023, when we planned the first part of the year, what were the projects that we were going to do. Well, as some of you know, I've had some health challenges that began way back in Thanksgiving of last year that I have dealt with off and on. Well, then again, you know, from if you've listened to my call a couple weeks ago, I developed a sudden intestinal bleed. And then it was several weeks before we could get into schedule for it. And so I did have went through the procedure to see if we could figure out what had caused it and et cetera. And most of the time there's no problem with anybody doing those procedures, but I came, my youngest son has become my transport anytime I need it. So he took off from work, took me to the procedure, and then brought me home, and I went to sleep. I woke up a few hours later in an absolutely horrendous shivering and shaking. I never, ever felt as cold. I felt like I had been just internally. The outside was not, the air wasn't cold or whatever, but I was absolutely in misery. So I went through being able to get myself, get a hold of somebody to come and help me, because I just knew it was not right. My temperature was down in the low 90s. I knew that there was something wrong. I should have maybe at that time called 911, but I didn't. I'm a little stubborn. Maybe one day will cost my life. I don't know, but I try to figure out what's going on. So those things that have happened to me, fortunately today I'm doing extremely well. I have been out actually shopping and doing things to get ready, and I will be going to West Baden tomorrow to do what I had planned to do. So that's the first thing that I've been able to really do, is I will be going to invest my day of birthday at my favorite place on the planet right now, and that's West Baden Springs Hotel, the Dome. Okay, and then there's the Patoka Lake, the wonderful reservoir where we built camping grounds and things around there. And I often say my husband and I's favorite joke was we're living in the wrong Patoka, because that's where we really wanted to move forward with, and I plan on buying property up into that area. And then there's also a place called the Sleeping Bear Camp Retreat, and they have paintball and teepees and things like that there. So we have put together bits and pieces of our overall project that's going to be a part in every state project. Well, what does this have to do with the chaplain's course? Well, this is the key component that's missing, because most of the people do not realize that what we had that also went west were things like the chaplains. The first things that they built were churches. They built the general store, the church, the general store, the hangout place. All of those were one place, and it was usually a family-owned and operated business. And so this is where we began to realize that people hung around and cussed and discussed at the general store, at the church that also met there. There was usually one large building that was built by the people that was the gathering center. That's where they brought their foods to exchange back and forth and trade. So they were the trading post. And so stop and think about a small community developing. Now, because I'm a military brat and I'm a military officer's wife, I was very much involved with living on military installations. And so if you've ever been on a military installation, you see that everything that you need to survive and thrive are right there on the military installation. And our main job, of course, is to support whichever would be the male or female service person. And we were there to support each other as families. So maybe you weren't a blood relation to each other, but you felt like a family. So somehow we have to find a way to restore that. And the only way that I see that we can do that is to look and see how can we create chaplains that are whole life chaplains on the planet. And you would say, well, there's many religions and many things that we have going on the planet that are church orientated. We would definitely have that going on, but we don't. We have a group of people that have started out working on what's called comparative religions. And there's the Department of World Religions out of Chicago that is working to try to create a situation whereby we look at the common things that we agree upon. Because our problem is if we don't have a spiritual nature, our intelligence can run amok. And that's what's happened often in our civilization, is we do not have a way to reach out very, very clearly and say, what is that we all agree upon? Well, you know, the Bible tried to do some of that with like the Ten Commandments, giving the basic commandments, the basic outlines for the art of living a spiritual life, a life did no harm to each other. Well, in the 1900s, over about 100 years ago, there was a big change and shift on our planet, became known as the New Age movement, where people were starting to realize that there had to be more than just the Bible that was teaching good principles, good dynamics to be able to live by. And we've often have some great writers that I've talked about. And as I go through with this chaplain's course, I want to make a clarity that our chaplain's course is not about teaching a specific religion. It's about the art of living with grace, elegance, and ease. It's all about survive and thrive. It's all about the Abraham Maslow hierarchy of needs. It's the work of many, many, many people on this planet. And so the chaplain's course will be put together basically everything that you should have in your home library so that you can help your individual family members to learn these great thinkers and people that are important. So one of the people that, of course, that we talked about before is Napoleon Hill. And this will be where we will feature both, first and foremost, the Master Key System by Charles Hennell. And I've already mentioned that. That's part of the chaplain's course. It's because the concept of Master Key System is about consciousness and conscience, your moral integrity. And most people don't realize that a child does not have a moral integrity until they're about 6 years old, when the spirit of truth begins to be activated. So So what they know is only what they've been told and what they've been allowed to get by with and what they've not been allowed to get by with. Their lives are shaped by those within the first 6 years that they interact with. They really do not have a moral integrity as you and I as adults look at it. And I think we forget that often, that children do not know when there's right or wrong if they haven't been taught it. If it's okay to steal in your family, then they're going to think it's okay to steal. If it's okay to do things that are immoral, if it's okay to drink alcohol, do drugs, whatever, they see this going on in their family, they're going to think it's okay. And so one of the first things we have to do as a chaplain is to become the partners in parenting. And this is one of the projects that we did many years ago with the Art of Living Academy and Child Care Centers. We're going to re-implement that as part of the chaplain's course, is helping you to be able to identify how to give your children a personalized education that teaches them the art of living with grace, elegance, and ease. And in the process, you as an adult are going to also probably be re-parenting yourself with the IC and ICY journals. I've mentioned that we put together, thanks to Peter, a project that's known as the IdealAdsNetwork.com. And although we have not done a lot of work with that, that is supposed to be Tegan's position to help me over the next few weeks to get this up to date. In that, we have categories like the Ideal Network, the We Care Partnerships, the Urantia Network Services and Projects, and other things. And it's all designed about figuring out who is doing what where so that you can connect with people who may be working on some of the same projects you are working on. So we are looking for people who are artists and artisans and musicians and electricians and electronics and all these different types of things that we used to know a lot about being able to do that now we have to rely upon experts to handle. A chaplain is one of those people that helps you in the whole life area to figure out what is it that you need to do in order to survive and thrive and to be more like your guide, your mentor in learning the skills for the art of living. Things that our grandparents, our great-grandparents, aunts and uncles used to do for us. The other person that is part of the chaplain's course that we have very heavily relied upon are the works of Napoleon Hill. And of, I think I mentioned this back at the first part of the year, that Napoleon Hill's Positive Actions Plan, the 365 days, that the job of the one of the assignments as the chaplain is that you are to go through this book by Napoleon Hill and rewrite the entire book in a first-person area. In other words, anytime that you see the word you, you would cross it out and say I, and so that you would create it so you're actually talking to yourself instead of saying, like, October's topic is your mind. Well, I cross that out and say my mind. And so everywhere that I go through it, and now as I'm going through, I have a red pen. And every time I see the word my, that's okay. I leave it there because seldom do you see it. He's always talking in a you thing. And so as I'm reading it, I'm saying you. No, this is me I'm talking to. These are supposed to be things that we're talking about to ourselves. So I'm teaching you how to go through the book and write I every time you see you. And every time you're saying you're, you'll say I am. And so if you begin to do this with literature that is important to you, is personalize it, it'll be very helpful for you. So this is one of the books that we will use as part of, we've gone through it now into October. We started this in January the 1st of 2023 as our test run on which books are we going to include. So there are several other books that Napoleon Hill works with that we will be incorporating along with the Urantia Papers as the theme goes up. One of it is The Law of Success, and it's the 16 Lessons of Napoleon Hill. So I mentioned now two authors that are very highly appreciated in what we are doing with the New Age movement or into the dynamic of learning how to be self-help books. And this is very important, is that you do not just take one person's writings, but try to pay attention. There is an author, there is a person that I highly appreciate, and we are going to be getting down to the tough time here, is a person that is known as Anthony Moskalski, and he publishes what is known as the Attend newsletter. He is a publisher, and this week's a dynamic that he published this week has some really great things. So if you would like to receive some information about this, please send me an email at Golden Rule Ministries info at gmail.com. Golden Rule Ministries info, I-N-F-O, dot com. Just want to double check and make sure I did say that one right. Yeah, Golden Rule Ministries, R-I-E-S, and then I-N-F-O at gmail.com. Because it is from that group of letters, that emails, that the people on that list get the highest of recommendations. And I keep this list very carefully clear of people that I do not want to receive information from. His name is Anthony Raymond Moskalski. I'll do his name in a minute. And he writes the Attain, A-T-T-A-I-N, newsletter. And in this time, he really went through some really wonderful, wonderful updates that was just exactly one of those newsletters that I was looking for. Someone that had made a list for me of all of the projects that we work with, including he publishes the Charles F. Hanel, H-A-N-N-E-L, Master Key System, and all the books that have to pertain with the Master Key System. And then he has been publishing quite a few other books for people. And I will be asking him to consider publishing our chaplain's course. But in there this time, he did put together a very well laid out, what I consider to be newsletter that just has everything you need to know about the axioms of marketing, about winning with commitment, and the, you know, commitment and the master key. And of course, what caught my when I opened that up this morning was, wow. It's a picture of a giraffe. Well, guess what one of our programs is all about? And this is the writings of Standing Tall by Mark Januski, and I mentioned him a couple weeks ago. So Standing Tall is acquiring the 13 riches of life effortlessly. You know, we don't want to have to really work extremely hard with what we are doing. What we desire to do is do it with grace, elegance, and ease. Now, we're not afraid of hard work. Sometimes we just need to take it a little bit easier and do things so that they aren't so quite. So I have a shirt. One of my scrubs has the giraffes on, and so I love the giraffe one. So I opened up his email. And the axioms of marketing has a picture of giraffe looking at you, and it's like, okay. So it's one of those newsletters that I would love to share with everyone. So if you're interested, send me an email and just say, send me Attain, A-T-T-A-I-N, data, and I'll know what you mean. The other thing is you can give me a phone call, 812 664-7419. That's it. I'm done.
I unmuted myself. I'm so sorry, Darlene. I had myself muted in two different ways because I had dogs barking in the background during portions of your radio show. So you should be able to hear me now. So for those people that are listening in, if you go back to buildingfortressradio.com/ideal, you'll be able to hear this as well as the previous radio shows that Darlene has done with us. And if you have some serious questions and you want to make some serious inquiries in some of the things that she's going through or working with and things like that, you want to be involved in some of the missions that she's been working on, if you go back to call her, you certainly can. And her number is the
812-669-7419.
So you can get that number, call her, call me if you want to, and I can also forward information over to her as well. And we are going to, first of all, I'm glad you're okay. Second of all, I'm glad you're still in the mix of doing the stuff that you're working on with the Ideal Network. And we're going to catch everybody next week on Building Fortunes Radio. And we'll see everybody next. Thanks.
You've been listening to the Ideal Network Radio Show on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website to hear more segments with Darlene Sartori and Peter Mingle. Darlene encourages everyone to join the Ideal Network so you can say, I live the ideal life, where I do everything around life, love, liberty, and laughter. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. Darlene, Peter, and I want to say thanks for listening and ask you to spread the word. Tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.